بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سنعاد شريف نبريد اف نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم بلاوش شيخ اول هذا شاه حكيم محمد اختصر منور الله مركده. التايتل ہے جوار محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم میں رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف, جوار محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, کرم ہے یہ مالک کا اے دوستو, مدینے کی بستی میں بستے ہیں ہم. زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم, فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم, وگرنہ حقیقت میں سستے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, آمین. مدینے میں مرنا مقدر میں ہو, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم, خدا سے دعائیں بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, یہ نالائقوں پر ہے رب کا کرم, محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم, محمد کی نگری میں رہتے ہیں ہم. شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, شفاعت محمد کی بھی ہو نصیب, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم, دعا رات دن یہ بھی کرتے ہیں ہم. مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری, مدینے میں ہر سال ہو حاضری, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم, خدا سے یہ فریاد کرتے ہیں ہم. بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ مجھے, بس ایسا کنانے مدینہ ہمیں, نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم, نہ بھولو گزارش یہ کرتے ہیں ہم، اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہ وہاں، اے اختر میرے قلب و جاہ وہاں، مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم، مدینے سے گو دور رہتے ہیں ہم، نہ پوچھو کہ کیا ہے ہمارا شرف، جوار محمد میں رہتے ہیں ہم، مدینے کی نسبت ہے قیمت میری، وگرنا حقیقت میں سستے ہم، زمین پر مدینے کی رہتے ہیں ہم، فلک پر مگر ناز کرتے ہیں ہم.
جزاکم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this very very beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of the time, Tabrizi Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat is teaching us how to gain the love of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Hazrat has mentioned in another poem, Sharte Tawheed Kamil Yahi Hai, that what is the condition to have perfect Iman. Iman cannot be perfect and our Iman cannot be complete until in every drop of blood, in every hair of ours is the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The complete and perfect love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and thus we have to work for, we have to develop, and that is why Allah Ta'ala has granted us this honorable opportunity to be in the company of our honorable illustrious Shaykh, these personalities who have got the love of Allah, of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the love of Allah Ta'ala, and they will teach us how to gain this love. Not like myself, we will fool ourselves that we think we've got the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we are still far from there. Your Hazrat is teaching us what is the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and thus we'll just get an iota, just a glimpse of what love the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and connection they have got with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in turn they get a special connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And what a beautiful choice in this month of Rabiul Awal, when the world was lost in darkness, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, out of His sheer mercy and kindness, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sent وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala reminds us that I have not sent you, O my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but as a mercy unto mankind. And every footstep of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every teaching of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if a person just ponder how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us to make our taharat, just our istinja alone, whole life sadqa, as a sajda, cannot be given in shukriya and appreciation and in sadqa of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Allahu Akbar, the Jews, their work is to taunt and to mock Allah Azubillah, the beloved Nabi of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the deen of Islam. But the friends of Allah and the servants of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his close companions, they have got their answers. A person comes to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a Jewish person, and he says, what kind of a Nabi you have? He says, why? He says, your Nabi also teaches you how to go to toilet. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was Umar radiallahu ta'ala, tapping his chest with honor, he said, yes, that is like our father. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is like our father. Every aspect of ours he has taught us and has completed our deen. So if we also bring alive the entire sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then see. So Hazrat is saying here, Jawari Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mein rehte ham. That what a great honor, what a great Allah Ta'ala has given us such great position, that to live in the neighborhood of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those people that are inhabitants there all the time, Mubarak, what a honor for them. And then those people who Allah grant the opportunity to go make ziyarat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whether it's even our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, if you spend your whole life's earnings and savings just to be present in the company of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for one moment, that is far valuable the entire world and both the worlds in whatever it contains. Presently the most beloved place on the face of the earth and the most precious place by Allah Rabbul Izzat is where our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present. So our Dada Shaykh is teaching us that just appreciate and realize that those people who live in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we should have this desire also. So Hazrat explains what a great honor this is. Zameen par Madina ki rehte hum, falak par magar naaz karte hum. That he says on the earth, it seems like we are living on the earth, but where we are living on the earth? In Madina Sharif. And living in Madina Sharif, in the companionship of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should realize, anywhere in the precincts of the Haram of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are at the footstep of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So everywhere, our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, and our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, that every moment we should be worried, Kadam Kadam Pehe Ihtiram Madina. That we are in the precincts and we are at the neighbors of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are at the Qadam Mubarak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how much honor, how much respect, and how much we should be considering that Allahu Akbar, the comfort of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says that a person living on the earth but living in Madina Sharif, this person, Allahu Akbar, he is making naz. He is, so to say, not out of pride, but out of a sense of shukr, that, O Malaika, see where we are living. That the Malaika in the heavens are envying this person who is living right in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right close to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is a very, very great honor from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As Hazrat mentions in the next poem, never ever think it's anybody's achievement. To be living all the time in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mubarak. Our desire should be, our heart's desire should be all the time. But together with that, we should be all the time making dua for proper adab, ihtiram, the proper etiquette. And on the other hand, that those people who Allah gives the honor to take them and make them make ziyarat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat says, Na poocho ke kya hai hamara sharaf. Don't ask what is this great honor that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. And now, as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully and teaches us in another poem, that when you get this honor to be in front of Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar, by the threshold of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that just think on this Mubarak earth where great, great personalities, Anbiya Ali Musallat wa Salam, then the greatest of all, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then his honorable companion Sahaba Radiallahu Ta'ala, their Mubarak feet was placed on this ground, and my filthy, dirty feet, my sole of my feet is also not worth being trampling on this ground, but Allah Ta'ala has given me this honor. Am I in my senses, or is this a dream? Then and realize this is only and solely this honor Allah Ta'ala has given me. It's not my money that has taken me. It's not my intelligence. It's not my position. It's not who am I, the greatest Allama or whoever. It is only Jawari Napucho ke kya hai hamare sharaf, this great honor that Allah Ta'ala has granted. And now from Makkah Sharif you go to Madina Sharif, Allahu Akbar, where the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat is resting, and you come to Madina Sharif, then what a great honor that is. That now you are living in the neighborhood of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a very, very great honor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is why, more than we worry that which hotel I am staying in, where I am staying in, more we should be concerned and worried that now I am in the neighborhood of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just to be on the outskirts of the city of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or to be in the neighboring village, what a great honor, as Hazrat explains in the poems coming at the bottom, what a great honor that is. And all this, karam hai ye malik ka ae dosto. Madinas, Madine ki basti mein baste hum. That, oh my friend, this is not my achievement, it's not my greatness, it's not my some ability that everywhere. Nowadays Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy. Ummat Allah Ta'ala has given farawani, so to say, financially Allah Ta'ala has given lot of people finances. Every now and then they are going to Madina Sharif, Umrah, every year they are going for Hajj. This is not that a person, it is his ability. This is only and solely the karam, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And myself, all of us, we have to take stock and see whether we appreciate this karam and the special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are living in the sati of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most valuable sati in both the worlds presently. The most honorable and beloved sati in the, by Allah Rabbul Izzat. Madina ki nizbat hai qeemat meri. Now what? Now when you're living in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem Sawasam, this is a very great honor. But what is actually this honor? What gives you this value of being in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Your Hazrat is teaching us a great lesson how to appreciate and how to be making shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be in the company of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That Madina ki nizbat hai qeemat meri. Wagarna hakikat mein saste hum. That what is my value? My value is my connection with Madina Sharif. That Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity, not I'm staying in the 5-star hotel, or I'm staying in the new hotel now, in the best hotel. From my room I can get a beautiful view of Allahu Akbar, Rauza-e Paak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if I'm in that hotel and I'm missing namazes, or I still got time to watch TV and news and sports, or read the Saudi Gazette, then I got no value. Allah has given me value and I haven't appreciated it. What is this value? That I'm connected to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Connected with my heart. And the sign that my heart is connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the time I'm conscious and worried to bring alive the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is actually the value of a person. Not which hotel you stay or where you're staying, etc. Otherwise, wagarna hakikat mein saste hum. Otherwise, if a person, we should always realize our reality that Allah Ta'ala has made us from what? From one dirty, filthy droplet of sperm. We are myself, Sararpa, of totally filth. And the purity of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawasam. The purity of Nabi Kareem Sawasam, we can't imagine. Allahu Akbar. The earth realizes the purity of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So where are we going to realize the purity and to be in front of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And this is our aqeedah and belief of the Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaat. This is also extremely important in this time and age where all the deviated groups, particularly the Salafis, etc., want to make us unmindful that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presently in Rauza-e Mubarak, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is aware. People that are around there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his Qabr Mubarak, in his Rauza-e Mubarak. And when you come to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anywhere in the Haram Sharif, and especially when we enter the Mubarak Masjid of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we should be extremely cautious. Our words, even our walking, etc., our actions, etc., it shouldn't be that we are doing something and at that time the glance of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on us. So our value will be how much respect we show, how much we are inculcating the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the other hand, a person shouldn't feel sad that I am a poor man, I cannot go and live in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I cannot go to Medina Sharif. Your heart be connected to Medina Sharif. Bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and see what value Allah Ta'ala will give you. Allahu Akbar. We know the famous incident of Uwais Qarni Rahmatullahi. A great, great Tabi'i. But, and he had the great desire, living in the time of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to meet Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But, look at our deen. How total itidal in our deen. Our deen is so balanced. And thus we have to learn from the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our deen is not a matter of josh. Here we'll say that the qaza of the time is, he must go meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he informs Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I've got an old mother to look after, and I desire to meet you even for one second to be in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and get the stage of sahabiyat. Allahu Akbar. What a great honor that will be. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs, no, the command of Allah is, you take care of your mother. And you look after your mother. So this is the connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That the command of Nabi Kareem Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the command of Allah. The command of Allah is the greatest. We obey Allah's command, that is the sign of true love for Allah and His beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in return, Allah Akbar, we're not going into the details of His love that He had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But because of this barakat of obeying the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is in turn the command of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that take this jumba of mine, this amama, you'll be passing one day this town of Karan. You'll meet my close friend, Allahu Akbar, who is Karni Rahmatul Ali, and ask him to make dua for you, Allah, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So this what brings the qeemat and value, and this is what is nisbat, that a person once connection with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can be living in a remote valley somewhere, but the love you got for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this will give us great value. Otherwise in reality we got no value whatsoever. And sadly today the entire world, we have got a topsy-turvy idea of value. We are putting our value tags according to the cars we drive, the places we are living in also, and even in Medina Sharif, sadly we are putting our value tags that I stayed in this hotel. But how many namazes did I miss in the Haram Sharif? Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. Medina mein marna muqaddar mein ho, khuda se dua ye bhi karte hum. Then when that person is connected to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, connected to Medina Sharif, then from the bottom of your heart, this desire will come that I want to be also buried in the precincts of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the feet of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala must take my life in such a way that Allah is extremely happy with me. My beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy with me, and without deserving it, Allah grants us all a place in Baqi. This dua we should be making all the time and crying and begging for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The famous dua of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahumma zuqni shahadatan fi sabilik, waj'al mawti fi baladi habibik. That both very honorable positions, that Allah, I want shahadat also, I want to be a martyr also, but I want my mort in the city of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And his dua has been accepted. Allah granted him both. And where, what a position, right at the side of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the sign of their love. So we should be also making dua. But then our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, the greatest thing is that we should pass away, if it's not Muqaddar in Medina Sharif, then wherever we are in the world, but in a state that Allah is happy with us. Otherwise, we can be in Medina Sharif, Allah save us. And if Allah is not happy with us and we pass away, then Allahu Akbar, Allah save us all. So we should be desiring to pass away in Medina Sharif. But more important, that Allah Ta'ala must be extremely happy and pleased with me. My beloved Nabi Kareem Saws must be pleased with me. And the system of Allah Ta'ala is, if you pass away anywhere in the world, but your heart was connected to Nabi Kareem Saws, your soul was connected, Allah will transfer your body also to Medina Sharif. So this is the real connection. And on the other hand, Hazrat has explained the incidents also. A person that in Medina Sharif passed away there also, but just slightly also some disrespect to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or our heart is not properly connected, our bodies will be moved away. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. And then Hazrat teaches us that we should realize, ye na laiko par hai rab ka karam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki nagri mein rehte hum, that we are totally worthless. We have got no value. We're not worth being in the company of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it is only the kindness of our Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who's got extreme love for us. His kind, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala allows us to be in the close proximity, in the neighborhood, living in the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Allah Ta'ala's special graces and kindness upon us. And the more a person shows love to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, myself, all of us, we should ponder and think that how much durood am I reciting upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Daily we should be reciting so much, and then particularly more enthusiasm when this month of Rabiul Awwal comes. And then we hear people going to Medina Sharif, then as Hazrat explains in front, then ask the people to please send my salams to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And together with this, we should be begging Allah Rabbul Izzat that shafaat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki bhi ho naseeb. Dua raat din ye bhi karte hum, that one is to pass away in the city of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mubarak, but more important is to gain the intercession of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will only intercede for the believers, and Hazrat has taught us many prescriptions, but one easy prescription: reply to the azan and then read the dua after azan, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma, and the complete dua begging for that high position for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, maqami mahmood. So we should be begging that, oh Allah, please out of your sheer mercy grant us the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus, the more we recite durood, the more we bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise it comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah save me and all, on that day of Qiyamah, when a person will be extremely thirsty, and you coming to the Hawza Park of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hawza Kawthar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is rahmatul lil alameen, and the josh of the rahmat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be shown on the day of Qiyamah, when so much fikr and concern for the entire ummah, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is distributing with his own hands golden goblets, the Mubarak Hawza Kawthar, Allahu Akbar, sweeter than honey, whiter than milk, and Allah, just to be getting it from the hands of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly, Allah bless me and all of us through the barakat of our honorable illustrious Sheikh, only out of Allah Ta'ala's kindness. But there will be malaika around, there will be security guards, certain people will be coming just to stretch their hands out, and they will be pushed away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, this is my ummati, why are you pushing him away? And they will say, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you left the world, you don't know, they left your teachings also. Allahu Akbar, when the softest heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just hearing that, what pain will come? Suhkan, suhkan, they'd rather get away. And this is a very, very important lesson for myself and all of us. Today we are placarding that people are printing cartoons, etc. about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The work of the enemy, that is their work. But worse is that we that are attached to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we imitate their lifestyle, that hurts our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam even more. So Allah give me tawfiq and all of us, that we should be making extreme tawbah, istighfar, and trying our best to imitate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we can hope and beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant us the intercession of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And together with that, Allahu Akbar, the desire of the aashiq and the lover of his beloved Medina Sharif mein har saal o hazri khuda khuda se ye faryad karte hum, that we can only beg Allah Rabbul Izzat that, oh Allah, please only and solely out of your sheer mercy, your kindness, oh Allah, through the wasila of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our shaykh and our elders and our mashayikh, that grant us every year only out of your kindness to be present and making ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus also, Allahu Akbar, we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasil Ali. Allah Ta'ala keep our Hazrat with afiyat, salamat, and let us benefit tremendously from our honorable illustrious Shaykh. That Hazrat teaches us, when you get the honor of going to Medina Sharif, then don't just say, I'm going to Medina, or I'm just going to Medina Sharif. Even how we pronounce that, the word, the city of Medina Sharif, that will show our love, our respect. But more important than that, a person should have this aqeedah and yaqeen, I'm going to visit my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So say, I'm going for ziyarat to my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person, his mother is living in Durban, for example, and is going to visit his mother. Somebody asking, where are you going? He doesn't say, I'm going to visit my mother. He say, I'm going to Durban. What the person will think? That he is going Durban to pass his time on the beach or wherever. But if he says, I'm going to visit my mother, then that person himself, duas will call your mother. Tell her, give her my salams also. Ask her for duas. So when a person says, I'm going to visit my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then naturally the enthusiasm that a person hears is, and he says, Allah accept, and you also make dua for me, and please pass my salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Shaykh teaches us that if we hear any person living in the neighborhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or a person is going, and we don't say, please pass my salams to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it shows we have got no real connection with our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Shaykh explained to us, our Shaykh Awwal Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allahu Akbar, had the great honor loving right at the Qadam Mubarak of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what love Hazrat had for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's love for Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Shaykh, when friends used to write, that is Hazrat's murids, that they used to write their letters, but they don't write that please pass our salams to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat used to get angry and say, what connection you got with beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, Allahu Akbar. One is you say, pass my salams. And one is you in Medina Sharif, but still whoever you meet, you ask them, please pass my salams to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From this we learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh, that we should realize, where my salams in the presence of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Inshallah, somebody else's salams on my behalf, Allah will accept his sincerity, his connection with Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So whoever, even if you in Medina Sharif, ask, you meet people, even in Masjid Nabawi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ask people, please pass my salam to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we beg Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, please grant us every year this great honor to be in the presence and to be making ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then when you leave also, Pase Sakinane Madina Mujhe Na Bulo Guzarish Ye Karte Hum, that all those people that are loving, right, connected to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the city of Medina Sharif, in the outskirts of Medina Sharif, the neighboring villages, and you know people there, that oh people, please don't forget me. Please don't forget me by passing my salams daily to Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat says further that what we, myself, all of us, we should check our hearts and see, Hey Akhtar, mere kalb wa jahe waha, Medina se go dur rehte hum. That Hazrat addressing himself, but just lesson for myself and all of us, that although we are living very far away from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from Medina Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala take us all with proper adab, ihtiram, respect and accept it, and grant us the close proximity of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his true love and the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But we have to leave. And Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that when we leave, we ask Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we present to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I don't want to leave. My heart is shattered. I don't want to leave your Mubarak presence. But oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I want to pass. Make dua that Allah use me to pass on your deen throughout the world. So I'm leaving here with the intention that inshallah I will practice on your sunnah and pass it on throughout the world, and pass your deen, and pass your love, and the love of Allah Ta'ala throughout the world. So Hazrat says that although we are leaving, but our body we taking away, we leaving our heart and soul in Medina Sharif. And the sign that you leaving your heart and soul in Medina Sharif, that wherever you go, you leave Medina Sharif, you won't forget the sunnats of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the beautiful dua and the teachings of our Dada Shaykh, Jis fiza mein bhi raho, jahan mein bhi raho, hamesha meri taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ki paaband rahe. That now realize, wherever now you left Medina Sharif, you flying in the air, don't forget now that of your taqwa, Allah Ta'ala is with us. We just coming from the presence of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we are already passing glances to the air hostess, to ghair mahram, that shows Allah Ta'ala save us, we were not connected. So Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, that wherever we are, we get the great wealth of taqwa from the friends of Allah, the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we beg Allah Ta'ala to keep this love of sunnat in our heart, and we pass away in such a way that according to the sunnat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the true love of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and in turn we get the great love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah grant us all tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. We were reading the story in Ma'arif Masnavi, or the first story of the five crooks who were stealing, and the king joined them also. And the lessons that we learn from that story. From there further, Hazrat writes, Is hikayat se ye bhi malum hua ke Allah Ta'ala ke maqbool aur nek bande معیار انسانیت کے اعتبار سے کتنا بلند مقام رکھتے ہیں. From this story here, we learn this great lesson also, that those servants of Allah who are His close and accepted servants, who we call the awliya, may Allah bless us all to be from amongst them, that as far as انسانیت کے اعتبار سے as far as human values and qualities are concerned, how high and honorable are they not? After that, Hazrat explains now. First, Hazrat says, افسوس کہ آج قوم انہی چوروں کی طرح اپنی دنیاوی زندگی کچن روزہ بہار کے وسائل و ذرائع کو ہنر سمجھتے ہیں. It is a great pity that today the nation, the people, just like those crooks who thought themselves we are somebody, we have got position, etc. The people who are doing wrong things, etc., they think themselves just because of the beauty of the outward beauty, temporary beauty of this dunya, they think that they are in high position and they have got some qualities within them. اور مادی ترقی کو اصل ترقی سمجھتی ہے. And they think that material progress is the actual progress. And unfortunately, we are also involved in that. That the person who is materially, who is wealthy, who is materially, who is in a good position, we think that person is in a high position, etc. اور انسانیت سے گری ہوئی تہذیب کو. And these people generally also we find, unfortunately, that they are right in the pit. Right at the bottom of the pit as far as the human qualities etc. are concerned. Mathalan, khare hokar pishab karne ko, to stand and urinate. And this is regarded as something of an achievement. Though they don't think of it, but our culture. This is our culture, and how many of us, we honor that culture also. Aur kaagaz se paakhana ka maqam saaf karke, and then after doing number two, to clean oneself with toilet paper, which really, in fact, is not cleaning, but polishing oneself. With the dirt and filth, you are polishing yourself, and you are rubbing it on your body. But that is regarded today as culture. And if a person uses water in the toilet, people look down upon that person. But a person who just uses toilet paper, stands and urinates, this is regarded. These are just some examples Hazrat is giving. Tab mein baith kar ghusl karne ko. And after that, in order to bath, they go and sit in a bathtub with all the dirt which is on their body. The urine drops also. You didn't wipe off. You don't even, in their culture, they don't even use tissue paper after urinating. And after doing number two, just using some tissue paper to clean oneself, but that napaki is there. And now when you go in a tub of water, or you go in a swimming pool, or wherever, all that napaki mixes there now. So in the tub of water, it mixes there now. اور اس طرح پاخانہ کے مقام سے ملوث گندا پانی منہ کان آنکھ میں داخل کرنے کو انسانیت کے معراج قرار دیتی ہے. And now that dirty, filthy water that was touching the private parts, and the dirt and stool and that, and inadvertently in the bathtub also, and in a swimming pool also, it enters the body through the mouth, through the nose, through the ears, this dirt and filth is entering. But this is regarded insaniyat ki mehraj qarar deti hai. This is now that culture, that Western culture is looked upon as the height of civilization. Eh? So this is that we learn from this story, that the people who are in the wrong, but they are thinking they are at the height of great civilization and they are doing all the right things. کیا ایسی قوم کو تہذیب یافتہ و ترقی یافتہ کہا جا سکتا ہے؟ Can you call such a nation, such a culture, that which is of progress, and that is which is of goodness and greatness and high, of great height? But today everything of theirs we regard that as culture. And what is the pure culture of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As Maulana Abdul Rahman sahab explained, that Nabi Ali salatu wa sallam even taught us how to urinate. Taught us how to make istinja, how to keep ourselves pure and clean. And in fact, people in the West have said, we are how many 1400 years behind the people of the East, that is those people who make istinja, as far as cleanliness and hygiene is concerned, that these people, they when they go to the toilet, they wash themselves, and we don't wash ourselves. That hygiene also is still not in them till today. As far as other things are concerned, just recently they have acquired this hygiene. But that till now, till this moment, that after urinating and urine and the very strong and harmful chemicals which are on urine, a person just urinates and then finishes. There's no washing, nothing. What kind of cleanliness and hygiene is that? A person does number two and he just wipes himself with tissue paper. What kind of cleanliness is that? Till today, we Muslims are under that inferiority complex that we are still busy with istinja masalas, while they have reached the moon. And they have done where and where haven't they reached, and what haven't they done? But the thing is, truly, the right thing that we should have this the true, complete, not only istinja, that one thing we can see how great it is, but the whole deen if we have in us, and if we can realize the value of it, then we will realize the value of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Then a person will be even desirous to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he will be there, he will appreciate it. Afsos, sad afsos, ke musliman Allah ki pasandida tahzeeb wa maasharat ko tark karke. What a great pity, and what a thousand sorrows and thousand great pity upon the Muslims today, that we have given up our muashara, our culture, our way of dressing, our way in our homes are all Western style, our children's dressing, our dressing when we go on holiday, etc., how we dress, etc., we look down upon our own way. Karke isi maghzoob wa maqhoor qawm ki naqal kar rahe hai. And this nation which is cursed by Allah, which is despicable and disliked by Allah, we are imitating them. In everything we are imitating them. So then Hazrat makes dua, Ey Allah, hum par kisi aise hukamran ko mutayyan farma, put such rulers over us, jo tere paakiza qanoon ko nafiz kare, who will establish and make sure that the pure laws of Islam, they are being acted upon, and the people are made to act upon the pure laws of Islam. Ameen. Aur be parda phirne wali auraton ko be, and the women who walk around without parda, be namaziyon ko, those people who don't make namaz, sharab peene walon ko sazae de, and those people who drink liquor, that all the people who do wrong, the right laws are in place and these people are punished. Today it is the opposite. If today the law is passed that a woman forget wearing a niqab, even just a head scarf, she is not allowed. And she will be taken to task, a case will be made against her. People who, if you stop somebody from drinking liquor, you will be put in jail. Today it is the opposite. So Hazrat is making dua, and that desire should be in everyone's heart also, that the proper laws of Allah Ta'ala are established. Or jabran wa qahran, as a dastoor nafiz ho, and that such a law is passed and such a government is in place, ke ye chukle khane, that these escort agencies, sharab khane, and beer halls, the pubs, and all the places where liquor is made, drunk, etc., cinema khane, all the wrong things, muqaffal kar diye jaye, that they are all closed down and true Islamic law. But today, unfortunately, we as Muslims, we also don't cherish these laws ourselves. How can we expect others, and how can we expect that to come alive? May Allah give us the true values and let the true deen come alive, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'da. In the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that if you try to enumerate and count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to enumerate the bounties and the favors of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used the singular. Even a single ni'mat of Allah, a single bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a person will never be able to enumerate a single bounty of Allah. For example, if a person takes the eye, just the eye itself, in it, there are so many bounties and there are so many ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala just in the eye. Just the ear of a person, there are so many bounties and ni'mats of Allah ta'ala, so many different parts of the ear itself. So we find that there are innumerable bounties of Allah that we are enjoying. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. There are two ni'mats, there are two bounties, which many people are in deception in regards to these two bounties and ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What are these two bounties and ni'mats of Allah? As-sihhatu wal-faragh. That one is the bounty of good health. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed a person with good health. He never makes shukr of this bounty and this ni'mat of Allah until this ni'mat is snatched away from a person. A person is in deception, he always thinks that I'll never get sick. Somebody else, he'll get sick. Somebody else, he'll have a health problem, but I'll remain well. So a person is in deception in regards to this bounty. And the second bounty, al-faragh, the free time that a person has. So here also, a person is in deception. A person thinks that I'm still going to live on, I still got a long way to go. But somebody else, his time is going to come to an end. His time is going to expire. He is going to leave this world. So we find these are two very, very great bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Health is a very, very great bounty. It is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ عَنْهُ الْعَبْدُ عَنِ النِّعَمِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَيُّ قَالَ لَهُ. That the first thing a person will be questioned on day of Qiyamah, regarding the bounty that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed him with, Allah ta'ala will question him, أَلَمْ أُصِحَّ لَكَ فِي جَسَدِكَ. Did I not give you a healthy body? Didn't I give you a healthy life? That if a person looks at the heart, throughout the day, 24 hours, the heart is functioning. No problem, needs no service whatsoever. The kidneys in the body are functioning. The lungs are functioning. The eyes are functioning. Did I not give you a healthy body? وَأَرْوِكَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ. And the second bounty that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will question us on the day of Qiyamah, did I not give you cold water to drink? What a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If I remember correctly, Haji Imdadullah sahab Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi alayhi told Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, Mia Ashraf Ali, thande pani piya karo. They drink cold water. Why a person, for example, now is the days of summer, 30, 35 degrees. If you go to Natal, somewhere 40 degrees. Go to the Arabian Peninsula, 50 degrees. And if a person has to keep roza, at the time of iftar, leave the food and all the delicacies, a person looks forward to that fresh, that cold glass of water. And when he will drink that cold glass of water, when he'll take that sip, how that shukr of Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, that what a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So these are two great bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, that we should not be in deception in regards to these two great bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One more point regarding our health, that what a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But generally we find that people are suffering from various illnesses. Once this question came in the majlis of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, that the people here in Madinatul Munawwara, they don't have a problem with their health. What is the reason for this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, nahnu la na'kulu hatta najur, that we don't eat food until we are hungry. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَإِذَا أَكَلْنَا فَلَا نَشْبَعْ, that when we eat food, then we do not eat to our heart's content. We do not satiate ourselves fully. But we will always eat in this manner, according to the teaching of Nabi alayhi salam, one third for food, one third for water, and one third will be left for air for breathing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.
We'll make zikr now inshallah for a little while. But please remember, the zikr is not entertainment and it's not a formality, but we should have our concentration and devotion. And everyone knows the meaning of La ilaha illallah. So when we make the zikr, do it with that, with the meaning in mind inshallah. That is when we will benefit inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. تذكروني أذكركم. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو. اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر, دیکھو جدر. La ilaha الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو بس خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا ومعلمنا ورسولنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم يسر لنا برحمتك صحبة الصالحين وجنبنا برحمتك وفضلك وكرمك صحبة الطالحين اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ودخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.